I'm trying to be vulnerable here, and it's tough with you sometimes, Chris, because you're a little judgy. I'm going to be honest with you. I love you. You're a little judgy. Is that fair?
I'm judgy.
Yeah.
Not you. Me. Okay.
This isn't about me. It's about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's judgy. Just,
it's hilarious that you would consider anybody judgy. That's all I'm saying.
It's an occupational hazard. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying. This is, you know, this is married man to married man here.
You're really opening up.
I'm opening up.
Lay down on the couch.
In a way that I haven't opened up before with you.
Okay.
And so this is the trust tree with a nest. All right. We're trying to build a bridge to Trust City here.
Got it.
And Keith is in on this, although speaking of judgy, Mac, you're single, so you just sit there and giggle. That was not a personal. So I, for about 5 years now, I have threatened my wife with the same threat. And I might finally get to the point.
What a way to start this.
Where I take her up on it. Or where, you see where I'm going here. So we have been in this path. Vanessa is better than me. Can I just establish that? Can I throw some eraser phrase? She's better looking than me. She is a nicer person than me. She's a much more loyal person. Like every which way, my wife is almost flawless. I really think the world of my wife.
Okay.
But almost every night, this woman falls asleep on the couch,
mm-hmm.
which is not a big deal, right? You're tired. You need your rest. The problem is, I don't fall asleep until I'm ready to go to bed.
Okay.
I just don't. And when I'm ready to go to bed, it literally means at that moment, I don't want to do anything other than go to bed.
Okay.
I put out every single bit of energy that I possibly have. And when it's time to power down, it's time to power down.
Uh-huh.
With Vanessa falling asleep on the couch, she gets a second wind when I wake her up to take her to bed.
Oh, my.
And the problem is, the second wind is, my biggest problem with falling asleep is, my mind does not stop. So if I can get it to stop, mm-hmm. I'll sleep well that night. And I'll go right to sleep, and it's not a big deal. And now, because our oldest has to be woken up at 6, and I wake up with her, mm-hmm. which is a non-negotiable, I'd like that extra hour with my kiddo. I'm trying to go to bed a little earlier so I can make sure I get the sleep that I need.
Okay. Define earlier.
In between 9 and 10 every day, unless there's a sport, is a game that I can't get out of.
Okay. Got it.
So I've started to threaten her 5 years ago with, I'm just going to leave you on the couch mm-hmm. asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is I take the dog out. I shut off all the lights. I put away leftovers. Like, I'm kind of like super mom at 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night. Like, I do everything. So all me and her have to do is walk into the bedroom, lay down, and go night-night.
Okay.
Every time it's her moment to then ask me about everything that I've had to stop thinking about to go to bed. And these conversations range anywhere from 5 minutes mm-hmm. to like an hour. And it's gotten to the point where I'm not even nice about it anymore. She's like, oh, can I get a kiss before bed? Dude, no, I'm just on my stomach. I'm like, nope, sorry. Business is closed. Please call back tomorrow. My operating hours are 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Please call again.
Papa wants sleep.
Papa wants sleep. Nothing more. Nothing more will do for Papa. No diddling. All right, Papa is going to sleep. Well, Vanessa has hinted, and when I say hint, she's been very, very, very honest, that if I do this, it's my ass.
If you do what?
If I just leave
her asleep.
Just
leave her on the couch?
On the couch. That I am in a world of hurt when she finally wakes up. Thank you.
How is that your responsibility?
So her thing is, we don't, you know, because we both work so much,
uh-huh.
you know, we don't have a lot of time together. And her part of our ritual is that we don't go to bed mad at each other, which is almost true.
Okay.
And yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Sure.
That's her goal, not my goal. Thank you. But yes, thank you, Keith. and that we go to bed at the same time.
But she chose to go to bed at a different time.
Yes.
She changed the equation.
Yes, she did.
Are you also responsible for waking her up in the morning?
No, she has an alarm for that.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The difference is, in her opinion, if I fall asleep, mm-hmm. she wakes me up, to go, which I don't want, by the way. If I fall asleep...
You just leave me there.
My couch has such a great... I got a great recliner right now that... When I fall asleep, it's like I'm on a cloud.
Okay.
I'm like in heaven when I fall asleep in this damn thing. So I've told her, if I fall asleep, just leave me be.
Mm-hmm.
Does not do it. We got to go to bed at the same time. It's part of our bond. It's a ritual. And there's part, I understand the part of it,
uh-huh.
which is you can start to pull apart the things, the little connective tissues and the little things that you do together.
Sure.
And so I want to respect that. The same point, just once I'm going to leave her ass hanging on that couch, and I'm going to go get the best night of sleep that I've had.
I think you have to.
Like, is it worth it? Like, what's the... She's not leaving me over this. I know that.
No.
What's the... How much collateral damage on this is too much collateral damage?
Well, it seems based on how she feels about the situation, and not every wife is going to feel the same about it, but the way that she feels, and she's very, very passionate about this,
mm-hmm.
it does feel like it could be a bomb
mm-hmm.
with a lot of collateral damage.
Am I wrong for thinking it's worth it?
What are you gaining out of it? The one night of the bed all to yourself?
No, it's not the bed all to myself.
What is it?
It's
just
going
the not
to sleep.
Having the conversations that she wants to have, and
because it doesn't just delay my sleep. By 30 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour. It restarts my brain,
uh-huh.
which requires time. So every time, whether it's 5 minutes, 30 seconds, the second she goes, are you worried about your mom at all? The second she does that, it starts some sort of launch sequence in my brain that 90 minutes later, I'm sitting there incensed with anger and anxious as hell before I can power down. And meanwhile, she's in Snortown, USA. She is gone.
What if you said to her, I'm sorry, I passed out too. I just happened to pass out on the bed.
No.
Doesn't fly?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
why not?
Because I've tried this one before. I actually
Do you have a TV in the bedroom?
Yes, but that's.
So what if you said that I was on the bed, I was watching the game, and I passed out? I'm sorry.
Her response is, because I've definitely been here before, her response is, well, why didn't you just watch the game in the living room with the nicest TV?
And then you say, because you were asleep on the couch snoring.
No, she's going to see through that, dog. I mean, I respect the hustle. I have tried this angle before, and it didn't get me in as much trouble. All right? She didn't go quite, you know, thermonuclear,
mm-hmm.
but it was a... I got the thing that is like the precursor to itch your ass, which is I'm just so disappointed that you would just go into the room to watch you know, because you could just take me into the room and I'll fall asleep right next to you, which we all know, as I've established, is a well-worn lie.
No, you just say, I was trying to respect you. I didn't want it to be too loud. I didn't want to wake up with me screaming at the TV because something happened in the sporting event or in the TV show that I was watching. I was looking out for you.
Actually, now that you said that, I could just once watch a game and be overly emotive about the game, because my wife does not like to be scared. Uh-huh. So if one time she fell asleep,
just be like, football.
Do I have to just scream a sport?
No, just say football. Oh, sorry, got really into it. Tyreek Hill was going in for a touchdown and he fumbled.
I mean, really, and in fairness, you could yell anything, and she's
sure.
asleep, so it doesn't have
That's
to
right.
make sense.
No, it doesn't.
No!
It was a 5-yard pass into the flat.
Doesn't the light from the TV, like, Isn't that obnoxious to sleep through?
For her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
no.
Couldn't you make that excuse? Like,
I don't think you guys understand how comfortable this new couch is. This woman turns on her. So, okay, we both have. So the way it's set up is, but so we sit right next to each other, but we both have reclining features.
Uh-huh.
So what she does is she just turns it into a big bed.
Okay.
She even turns on her side. Like, I fall asleep on my back in the chair. That's not right. How I sleep in bed. She just acts like it's a big bed, covers up and snuggles to the side. So she's shielded.
So is this kind of a rule of hers that before you go to bed, it is your responsibility to wake her up?
I think.
Is it a hard and fast rule?
I'm pretty sure because, although I'll be honest with you, I don't remember it in the vows. I don't remember this being a deal pre-kids. I don't remember signing the marital contract, and at the bottom it said, if she falls asleep first in the couch, you must wake her up before yourself going to bed. I will tell you, this is a recent thing within the last 6-7 years.
I think you need to tell her to be an adult.
Well, that would not go over well there.
All right. So what I'm going to do...
In a nicer way, of course.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, Mr. Tact, give me the nicer way right now.
I think you just go to bed whenever you want to go to bed. If you want to sleep on the couch, sleep on the couch.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
That is, you saw the... You softened up real quick there, Keith.
You raised three daughters. You don't need to raise your wife putting her to bed.
Okay. Now put that in a nicer way, Keith. Imagine this is Renee. How would you say this?
She goes to bed way before I do, so I don't have to worry about this.
Oh, man.
I would just say, look.
She would prefer to be in the bed. Like, most people would prefer to be in a bed as opposed to a couch.
Correct. I would just say, look, you chose to lay down. You knew that was probably going to lead to you falling asleep. I didn't want to move you. I wanted to do what is done in every romantic comedy movie. And I'm just going to put a blanket on you and let you there. Yes, leave you be.
Remember that scene in Sleepless in Seattle where Tom Hanks abandoned?
Yes.
Ryan?
But wait, I put the blanket on you first so you knew that I was thinking about your comfort.
Chris has got the solution. You put the comfort, you take the comforter off a bed and give it to her and say, I made your bed for you on the couch there.
I don't think any of this is good advice.
Really?
I think you guys see the problem in real time, but I think none of your solutions have helped me get any closer to a resolution that works for me without blowing myself up in the process.
You'll get a good night's sleep, though.
Why doesn't it work for you, though? I don't understand.
Because it's a spin zone. Like, my wife, damn it, is very smart. She's going to see through the, but I put the blankie on you there. Oh, wasn't that romantic
of
me?
It was. They do it in movies. It worked in Hitch.
Wow.
I guess I just don't see the problem. If she's asleep
right. So
much to the point she's not waking up, she's getting good sleep, so what's the matter?
Yes.
I'm going to need to have her call in and confer with us because...
So she feels like there's some great connection that you guys gain by sleeping in the same bed next to each other. You're not snuggling, even if you're waking up at different times, just like the idea of you in the same bed together is something that is very, very meaningful for her.
Well, it's the going to bed together. It's the ritual.
But she made the choice to go to bed at a different time.
You're preaching to the converted here. What'd you say?
How many people, what's the percentage of couples that actually do that anyway?
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Chris Fedor, do you go to bed at the same time as your spouse?
Here's what I would say. I would say...
It's a great question, Keith.
I would say, life is a series of choices. And the choice...
I'm going to say this.
And the choice that you made tonight was to fall asleep on the couch and go to bed at a different time than what I was planning to go to bed.
So, I've met your beautiful wife, Holly.
Yeah.
Twice.
Uh-huh.
I've met Renee, Keith's wife, once.
Mm-hmm.
But tell you right now, neither of you would lay that line that you just laid there. I'm pushing back with love and respect.
My wife can call in. I think I used the line of life is a series of choices and you made an incorrect one. I think I used that two nights ago.
And you're still married?
Yes.
Okay. She hasn't called. There's no like mysterious lawyer numbers in her phone that have been dialed.
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I've never in my life met a woman that if I said life is a series of choices, that I would be alive to finish that sentence. Like, I'm pretty good at tact. I'm with her, not with anybody else. But I can actually be, when I care to, I can be pretty thoughtful, and I can guide things where they need to. There's no way if you start a sentence with life is a series of choices, and she's going to say, and you chose to leave me on the couch and then fall out. Let's see this here.
Well, she obviously likes the couch. It's very, very comfortable for her. So it's not like you left her on the floor.
It might as well. Jeff,
it's a couch. It's a comfortable couch that she's using as a bed and falling asleep in to begin with.
Jeff on Twitter saying, my wife and I have an agreement. If she falls asleep on the couch, I leave her there because she will never fall asleep again. That's what I'm going for. If I do it once, can I break the pattern? And is that worth the ever-loving amount of bleep rolling downhill? Nick, welcome to the show. Do you go to bed the same time as your spouse?
No, we don't. Not anywhere close. We're a couple hours off. But no, my one thing, because I agree, you were not getting good advice. I'm sorry to the other guys, but all of those were bad options.
Let's wait for his.
Have you talked to your wife about how when she asks you questions and stuff, it reignites your brain and makes it hard for you to sleep?
I have. And she's promised to be better. And it's never...
You have to hold her accountable on that.
Ow! Hey, babe.
Great advice, Nick.
That's what you got to figure out. That's all I can say.
that you've just left me with a different problem there,
really,
my friend.
Good there, Confucius.
Tina, welcome to the show. Do you go to bed the same time as your spouse?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for your answer. What do you have for us today?
All right. So you guys are missing the point. You're focusing on that she wants to sleep on the couch. You should be focusing on the point that she wants to talk to you. So maybe you should ask her before she falls asleep on the couch, what do you want to talk about? How was your day? Maybe if you get her to talk before she falls asleep, she won't want to talk after you wake her up.
So I promise you, Tina, this is not a cop-out. The first thing we do when I get home is while I'm eating dinner, there's a 20-minute daily download of what happened and what have we gone through. So by the time we get to bed, because she's refreshed, there's another 20 minutes that she has that relates to the previous 20 minutes, and then it only restarts my cycle. I have tried to tell her that you restart my anxiety, but I just... So I have tried. I try, Tina, very, very hard. Thank you for your call.
All right. That's all I got.
Thank you so much.
Why don't you try a melatonin?
Have. Her
doesn't
or me.
Work. You.
Yeah. No, I have.
It doesn't work?
Well, it does until she starts asking me questions about my emotions and things that gave me anxiety.
What if you were to, and I'm not suggesting you do this, I'm just curious.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great eraser phrase.
What if you were to just short answer her every single time when she does the restart? Would she get the point that, you know, you're not interested and Papa is ready to go to sleep?
I think it's worth a try.
Would she take offense to that?
I've been very dismissive of your help. It's worth a try.
Thank you.
And also still probably going to blow up on me. 216-474-0092. Welcome to the show. You say you have a solution for me. Lay it on me, Big Chief.
Have you ever told her to calm down and maybe she's overreacting?
All right, Super Chief. No. Well, actually, I have. That was 15 years ago, and I still hear about it. Jay, you got about 30 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Yeah, so there's no one solution fix all, but, you know, you do what you do because you're heavily in interest. You have a heavy interest in her feelings and emotions. But the ball has to switch to the other side too. She has to be heavily invested in yours. So if she knows she's giving you anxiety, y'all got to find a good balance there.
Look at that, Jay. That was a very mature and lovely response. I'm going to play that for her later. That
basically
might actually...
what I've been saying.
Like... No. Jay said it in an eloquent and sweet manner. The man that's been married for 20 years. And you're like, just tell her she's making poor life decisions.
Yo, man, I'm at 7. I don't know that everybody thought we'd get that far. So
Eddie, that's fair.
A big accomplishment.
We're still taking bets on the over-under. Eddie, I know you say you got a solution. We got 30 seconds, buddy. What you got?
I think you should just get into bed at about 7 o'clock because you just you'll fall asleep. And then if you don't fall asleep, then you can get back up and go downstairs. Or you might fall asleep and the conversation is over.
That's the old okie doke. I'm going to go to bed the second I get home. Eddie, appreciate you.
I'm going to beat you to it.
Oh, Todd, welcome to the show. Do you have a solution for me?
These are great.
I do not, Nick. This is a terrible, terrible dilemma you're in, brother. I feel for you. Just so you know, I had the same problem with my now ex-wife. I'm divorced. I sleep like a baby. No worries.
Oh, Todd, we thank you. I don't know if that was a solution, as maybe it was foreshadowing.
That was a permanent solution is what it was.
You know, I've never felt lighter since I subtracted that 125 pounds from my life. Gino, welcome to the show, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm still laughing about that one. Listen, man, if putting her in bed isn't a part of that nightly routine, this is what you got to do. You got to get her cell phone. You got to put it right at her ear. And you got to set the most annoying timer on that. When you get in bed, she's going to wake up.
Oh, sorry, Gino. We all rushed to the dump button. We all did our jobs. So, Will, I know you're calling. We can't take your call there, Will, because we all dumped what was his name again? I've already looked. He was great.
Gino.
We all dumped the call at the same time. So we got to wait for our phones to ramp back up. But actually, the idea of putting an alarm on her phone or turning the ringer up and calling her.
That would be great.
Okay, funny. Yes. Great is not. I don't know. Like, I don't know if there are marriage counselors out there that would use the word great to describe that move.
Oh,
passive,
man.
Aggressive much? Outwardly aggressive? Any kind of aggressive, maybe? Funny as hell. But it probably would get me in worse trouble than if I just let her fall asleep on the couch and let her stay asleep on the couch.
What if one time, again, I'm not suggesting you do this. I'm just kind of curious.
We're just ballparking. Is that what we're workshopping?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Workshopping it. What if one time you just hoisted her on your shoulder and tossed her onto the bed.
So
that, like, she got to a point where she's like, I don't want you waking me up like that. Think that would work?
For who?
For all involved.
So I'm going to say that if I started trying to pick her up while she was asleep, her fight or flight is going to kick in.
Well, you just have to say, you told me to wake you up.
Well,
so here I am.
So that's the after. When she kicks me in the unmentionables, or when I get punched in the throat, or...
That wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen. You're fine.
I don't think you're saying that with any sort of confidence. I think you're saying that knowing that there's going to be some sort of physical response that could be my undoing or the undoing of my marriage.
By the way, 77% of people say they don't go to bed at the same time as their spouse.
That's wild.
I'm in that. Oh, my gosh. I've not gone to the same. No. I mean, the last time Holly and I went to bed at the same time, 5 years ago, maybe.
Well, that makes sense. You're an NBA reporter.
Yes, I know.
So, like, that. So, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, apples to apples there.
You know what? I think, you know how kids try and push the limit to see what they can get away with? There is a big part of me that just wants my own curiosity.
So I'm a social experiment now.
Social experiment. My own curiosity. I just want one night to happen where you don't wake her up because I want to see what the repercussions are of that. And if they're manageable, then, you know, you found your solution.